Hi, my name is Larissa. Today I'll be talking about the Corpse Discovery, which is the Lewis and Clark Expedition. The Lewis and Clark Expedition was the first American expedition to cross what is now the western portion of the United States. The expedition was commissioned by President Thomas Jefferson. He wanted them to explore and map the new land known as the Louisiana Purchase. President Thomas Jefferson hired his personal secretary, Meriwether Lewis, to lead the expedition. Meriwether Lewis so respected William Clark that he made him co-commanding captain of the expedition, even though Clark was never recognized as such by the government. Together, they collected a diverse military corps of discovery that would be able to undertake a two-year journey to the Great Ocean. There were many people involved, like surgeons, privates, non-military members, and one non-human member, which was seamen. Sacagawea was one of the main members on the trip. In 1800, when she was around 12 years old, she was kidnapped by a group of Indians. She was taken from her Rocky Mountain homeland in Idaho to a different Indian tribe in North Dakota. There, she was later sold as a slave to a French-Canadian fur trader, who claimed Sacagawea and another woman as his wives. They used Sacagawea as an interpreter on the trip. She did not speak English, but she spoke other languages that Indian tribes would understand. Sacagawea's husband spoke French and another language, and when they encountered a tribe along the way, Sacagawea would talk to them. She would then tell her husband. He would then translate in French to a member on the team, and he would translate that to Lewis and Clark in English. Sacagawea, along with her baby boy, was the only woman on the trip. Her activities as a member of the corps included digging for roots, collecting edible plants, and picking berries. All were used as food and sometimes medicine. She was a big part of this trip, and she helped out a lot. York was another member on the trip. He was Clark's slave. In 1804, he was compelled to leave his family and accompany Clark and 40 others on the Lewis and Clark expedition. He was the only African-American member on the trip, and in the wilderness served as an equal member with freedoms and responsibilities unlike back east. York is virtually unknown to all blacks and whites alike. Yet, as the journals of the expeditions testify, this first black man to cross the continent north of Mexico played a meaningful role in our young nation's first exploration of the American West. His unique features and great strength were viewed with astonishment and awe by Native Americans encountered across the continent. There are many other important people on the trip, but these people stood out to me the most. If I tried to name everyone, it would be too long. After reaching the Pacific Ocean in November 1805, the corps established Fort Capsalop near present-day Oregon as its winter headquarters. Then on March 23, 1806, the wary explorers headed for home in St. Louis. They reached St. Louis on September 23, 1806.